to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And if you missed any part, we're in hour number three, but if you missed any parts of our first 2 hours, today was kind of a unique program. I spent the time. One of the things that I began the program by playing FDR's speech that he gave on December the 8th, 1941, 81 years ago today, regarding the events of December 7th, 1941, the assault on Pearl Harbor, and our response to that assault, and how we were being attacked at that time by an external element, but today we are attacked by internal elements. And our nation is absolutely in peril. And I've been talking about ultimately coming to the point of understanding the solution. And we've talked a lot here about voter repression. We've talked with my next guest here. And we were at the very cutting edge of sharing with you. I reached out to Dr. Judy virtually right after she finished releasing Plandemic to get her on the program to talk about it. And in fact, having her on the program, and I'm very proud of it, by the way, but having her on the program got me banned on LinkedIn and YouTube and Twitter and Vimeo. And because why? Because they don't want the truth to be out there. So I welcome my next guest, Dr. Judy Mikovits, to the program. Dr. Judy, welcome. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. It's good to be back here in Florida.
Yeah. How about that? How about that? Well, I just want to publicly apologize. I literally saw your message that you sent me right about Thanksgiving time in my text feed last night when I was texting you to say, hey, you know, we're on today. I don't know how I missed it. I really don't. I mean, it was only, a week and a half or so ago, but still, I feel very bad that I missed that. But you're in Florida. Are you going to be coming to Texas? Is that in the plans?
Well, my plans are always up in the air, but wherever God sends me. But this event was we had to reschedule from the hurricane around September 25th or so. We were planned to be here September 29th. So this is the same event, a beautiful event, a little gala party for women in this movement. Barbara Lowe Fisher, Christiane Northrup, Carrie Madej, Sherry Tenpenny, Maureen McCormick. We've got we're just having a big women's. We're having a tea party here in Winthrop this afternoon and a big gala festival tonight. And then I fly to Pittsburgh to do a little work with Weiner Wellness, their 100th Wellness Week. And just a little bit of holiday festivities and giving healing love and healing nutrition around the country.
That is awesome. Well, good. Well, more and more revelations about what's going on and testimony and I guess they're kind of like confessions, right? I mean, they're finally, having to kind of sort of, some of them are fessing up, and Dr. Fauci still won't admit to he can't recall. I don't know. Do you think that he's suffering the effects of Alzheimer's? Is that what's happening to him? I'm a bit confused by his testimony.
Well, he never could recall because he never he made it up. If it's fictitious, if it doesn't exist, you have to just create all these problems for us, you know. And he always uses plausible deniability. He has a bunch of henchmen like Lipkin, you know, all these Collins, you name it, all those doctors who are paid at these universities by his grants have no choice but to do, you know, what he wants, or to walk away and do the right thing. And that's what everybody's faced with here in 2022.
So talk to me about, you know, there's a lot of buzz now that they're getting ready to reinstitute. Well, there's legislation that's been brought forward. They're working on reinstituting more mandates, reinstituting more lockdowns, shutdowns, things of that nature. You know, we're going to be, it seems like we're going to be faced once again with those same decisions. You just mentioned it, that, you know, even doctors are going to have to make a choice as to what will they serve, who will they serve, and what will they do with their Hippocratic oaths.
Pun intended.
Yeah. A little pun there. But, you know, to that end, What do you recommend them? What should people be doing? Because it certainly appears that they are not going to relent, and they're coming up with, you know, the idea that, oh, we've got new versions of this stuff.
Well, right, and see, the first thing we've always talked about, the easiest thing in the world is no thank you. No, thank you. That's not according to my God. That's not according to any of my belief system. No, thank you. It's unconstitutional. It's against the law. We all have to just, we've learned. No, thank you. We don't need to be poisoned. Sure, they've got new versions because they know how they targeted you with the old version.
Yeah.
And nobody does, not even your doctor. Because there's a blank package insert data safety sheet. So if we haven't convinced, if people have not been convinced by watching, you know, the largest ever increase in death, you know, 40% increase in death from all causes since the shot and nothing else. There's no way that logarithmically is like being struck by lightning. And that's exactly what they've done. Is they've tailored, all you have to do is change one part of the code. You know, it's the DNA code transcribed into RNA, translated into protein, translation. They're trying, you know, they've changed the code, or they think they have. And the easiest thing for us to do is never get another shot. And then you start healing, and then you start seeing, the minute you do these things, you know, you wake up, you hit a higher frequency, and it's like, oh my God, I've been on, you know, brainwashed. It's literally washing. So that shot, you know, is the chance of people that shot not killing all these people is like being struck by lightning or winning the lottery. And people are winning the lottery with sudden adult death. And they're dropping dead. But the easiest thing to do, great doctors on it, Dr. Kim Thorpe, Dr. McCullough. Now we've got from the UK, Asim Mahotra, I think is the way you say his name. And his father died from the shot, cardiologist. So I'm on listservs all day long with right docs on the right side of history, Christian Patriot docs, people who are just coming up with solutions. And we've had them all along. That's the deal. We've had the solutions all along. These where our food is being poisoned, you know, our animals are being poisoned. We're eating them. We're injecting GMO. So if you don't ingest and you don't inject genetically modified organisms, when you modify the genes, the code, it's not going to go well. Those are poisons. So this is all. The solution is so simple. No, thank you. It's so easy. I mean, we've done it.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this on the program here. You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I am such an advocate of our CGR Wellness line. and the fruits and vegetables and superfoods, and, you know, taking these, you know, pure liquids. It's so important. I know that you have, you know, products that you have available at your website as well. Folks, the reason that we talk about these things, the reason that we say, look, you know, switch over, get this stuff in you. I was just talking last night to a dear friend that we've known for years now, and she just got started on this, and her order, she went 2 days without her Vibe. And she said to me, she said, Pastor, she said, I felt such a, I mean, she was like, I was so glad to get it back and take my first, you know, my first dosage again, because immediately my body felt the difference having been off it even for just 2 days. Look, you've got to feed your temple with the right stuff, and that will begin. You talk about, and this is one of the things that we talked about, was your research identified the contamination of all vaccines, all of them. Not correct. Just this new thing, but every vaccine is contaminated.
Correct, and they're contaminated, in fact, respiratory syncytial virus, you know, RSV, that came into humans by way of the polio vaccine, because it's made in monkey cells. So when you bring monkeys' viruses, cow pathogens, Borrelia, Babesia, Mycoplasma, mold, these are all, they're contaminants in all of the cultures. And the big problem in the industry is how, this is how we ferment. And the big problem in the industry, the big we caught you, is ever since all liability was removed in 1986, nobody has tested. They haven't filtered it. They haven't cleaned it up. You know, we scientists in the lab said, no. You don't do that. You take those monkey DNA, mRNA, and protein. You don't inject monkey RNA in a newborn. You don't inject, you know, pieces and parts of a virus from prostitutes bound to aluminum or cultured from other human blood on the first day of life. But that's exactly what they've done. Mm-hmm. And they've lied to all of us and told us something else was happening. So the simple fact is not one single thing they've called a vaccine since 1986 meets the legal or biological definition. And the reason I can say that with great confidence is they've never done the test. And now we all see this is what they do. Oh, they don't test it. So that's what Tony Fauci's plausible deniability. He can honestly say, I don't know, because not one human being on the planet knows what's in one of those shots. So it is actually criminal to call them a vaccine. Any COVID vaccine, which one did you get? I don't know, the package insert. So for a pharmacist, it's blank. And, oh, you could just mix and match manufacturers and boosters and lot numbers. No, you can't. That's not how you make drugs. You need to know the lot number. Think about it when the FDA says, oops, there's some Chipotle meat there, and it's contaminated with bacteria. Anybody that got this lot number in their freezer, go look at it and throw it away. It'll make you sick. Exactly. And that's how you follow drugs for the FDA.
The mad cow, right? Mad cows. That's how they follow mad cow. I mean, yeah. In every one of those frozen food products, you have a lot number that is associated with it. If you call in and you say, hey, this batch of eggnog is bad, they say, oh, well, give me the batch number. They run that number, and then they send out a bulletin, and they say, hey, we need to check this one and make sure that it's okay. But with an injection that they're putting in your body, nah, we're not going to do that. We don't. Yeah, it's not a big deal. We're just going to fill you up, and we're going to put this directly into your blood, Dr. Judy. This is the thing that's just absolutely unbelievable.
It's been happening for unchecked.
Yeah.
For 100 years or more.
Yeah.
1934 is chapter 5 of our book Plague. Look at the first cases of MECFS. Myalgic encephalomyelitis, inflammation of the brain, spinal cord, muscles. That is called chronic fatigue syndrome. Now you just changed the name to long COVID. Well, if you tell me the scientific definition, I understand what it is. If you say the genus of a plant, if you say Scutellaria bakelinus georgii, then I know that's the Scutellaria, that's the bakelin that I've tested. It comes from the georgii plant. There are many strains. Now we're all figuring it out. So the easiest thing to tell your audience is lean not on your own understanding. And in fact, the FDA, this is where I went with the Clay Clark event, the last one I did October 21st on our 3-month tour. Is I said, you know what? The FDA is absolutely criminal. Every one of these people are absolutely criminal. Come on, folks. I'm not going to talk about who caused it. Tony Fauci can't remember anything because the data remembers. Your biology remembers. Yep. Your immune system remembers. Right. We have memory cells.
Yeah. We're going to take our break. We'll be back right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Dr. Judy Mikovits. TheRealDrJudy.com is the website. TheRealDrJudy.com. So, you know, we're talking about this infiltration into our blood. And again, you know, the continued push. I got asked it yesterday. Went to the doctor, and you know, the first thing they asked, which there, I mean, most every one of the offices, they asked. Now there was no push to tell me that I needed to do it. There was, but the question was there: did you take your, you know, have you had your flu shot? Have you had, you know, this shot, that shot, whatever? And of course, my answer is no, because I'm not taking any of those shots. But that's what you're talking about, is we need to say no.
Well, right. I think it's pretty easy for most people to appreciate. Don't let them shoot you with the flu. You know, why would you worry about catching it and you'd inject it? And that's what people are starting to realize. That's what I said in the last segment. You're injecting monkey viruses, pig viruses, cow viruses, Borrelia, the agent of Lyme disease, Babesia, parasites. You know, yeah, parasites always come with viruses, always travel with viruses. Why? Because everyone wants to exist. So a parasite, you know, it's living off your cells, cyto. You're living off your cells. Oh, so they're living off your food, and you don't get the nutrients, and then the plants that kill the parasites, you know, oh, those are GMOs, so they can't conduct the reaction either. Plants have viruses that protect us, Humans, God gave it all to us for food.
Mm-hmm.
So if you inject it, and you just inject poison. Oh, have you had your flu shot? Why would I shoot myself? And see, once we start using a different language, you know, don't even use the term COVID. And FLU has no scientific basis either. So they say a flu shot is, it could be almost anything. They didn't say influenza, where you took a single strain of influenza and you put it in saline and you dilute it out. And
right.
You dilute the particles to where your body sees less than one particle. And that is presented to the immune system, either via the skin, via something you eat, because those are your innate responses. That's your frontline defense. So the enzymes in your mouth have to chew it up into pieces and say,
mm-hmm.
That's that kind of mushroom, and that's a poison one. That's
right.
Not one that's good for you. So if we think about these in food terms forevermore, we won't be deceived.
And that's how you're building, that's actually building natural immunity. I mean, that's what
Correct.
You're talking about. You're talking about the building up of natural immunity. And
so they're oral immunization strategies.
Right.
So as I talked at Clay Clark event, the title of my talk was Vaccination is not immunization, it's exterminate.
Right.
Exterminate. Okay, we've seen it all. Sudden adult death. Vaccination is not immunization, it's extermination. And they tailored the poison to certain people, certain cultures.
Mm-hmm.
They tailored the poison to blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans like myself, as they did in the past. Certain types of Christian groups, certain types of Jewish groups, Ashkenazi Jews have different signaling because of cultures and inbreeding. That's where BRCA, breast cancer 1 gene. Oh, so when you have a mutation in DNA repair in your genome, we have repair systems. We get cancer. BRCA 1, the breast cancer gene, is just a stupid name, first of all, because all genes are in all people. So DNA repair is important for all cancers. So we look at DNA repair you don't allow it to mutate your genes. So if we're thinking about that vaccine getting into your DNA, who's going to be more susceptible? People with BRCA1. So we've been doing this genetic profiling. Don't let people profile you, people. We're not our genes. We're the expression of our genes. Lean not on your own understanding. They profiled us through the 80s and 90s in order to find out how to target their little poisons so you know see them. That's the no see them that Ralph Barrick admits. It's straight up, and that's why they don't like me to talk, because I'll show you the data and I'll talk all the way down to the single base pair. And Tony Fauci can't recall, because he didn't do the work. That's how he gets plausible deniability. He paid everybody else to do the work under contract called government grants to university professors. And then if you don't get the answer he wants on your grant, you don't get funded anymore. Sound like a little, murder for hire?
Sounds like assassination. Assassination is what it sounds like. Dr. Judy, if you want to hear more of Dr. Judy, you can find her at therealdrjudy.com, and you can also invite her to come and speak to your group. Reach out to her at therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com, and pick up the books, by the way. Be sure and pick up the books. The books are what supports her ability to go out and be on tour. God is the one who provides those funds, but you can help by purchasing her books, and we encourage you to do that. Dr. Judy Mikovits, therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com. Dr. Judy, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it, and I just pray God continue to bless you, keep you safe, and use you for his glory.
Yeah, thanks so much, and God bless Pastor Greg. Have a fabulous Christmas holiday, Advent season.
Oh, you bet, you bet. We'll talk to you again first of the year.
So we'll talk again.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar level. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Today, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
That speech was given on the 8th of December, 1941, 81 years ago. And it was the beginning of our entrance into World War II. And I know there's a lot of, well, depending on where you get your information, a lot of conversations about the beginnings of the war and who ran the wars and what caused the wars. And there's an overarching truth that I want us to understand between wars of the past and wars of the present. And there were some things that were shared yesterday on the program regarding the Vietnam War and some thoughts that were brought into that. The expansion of communism into Southeast Asia was a real truth and a real threat and is a real threat and actually is a real problem today, by the way. The issues with North Korea, the issues with the split in Vietnam, the issues obviously with the CCP and their expansion, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and now the threat that they pose to Japan. Communism is atheism, Marxism. It is the enemy of Christianity. It is the enemy of Judaism. It is an enemy of God. And it has been creeping and expanding and growing. And the battle that we are in is a battle that we have been fighting for a very long time. Our nation has been targeted. The efforts to try to destroy this country have been happening for a very long time. Our country was founded with the stipulation that we were creating the United States of America in order to create a more perfect union. Not that we were a perfect union, but to create a more perfect union. The idea that America was founded as a nation that subjugated is just plain not historically accurate. And that's probably an argument that I'll end up having to get into here in the very near future. And a conversation that I'll end up having to have. Because it's important for us to understand who the Pilgrims were when they came, the Puritans, to think about the life of Squanto, and were there points at which he was taken against his will? Yes. Were there points where in which he voluntarily left in pursuit of an adventure and then ended up in a subservience position. No question. But the pilgrims were never his oppressors. And in fact, the pilgrims became his family. And he became theirs. And when he returned back to the tribe that he had been a part of and attempted to take over as the leader of that tribe, that ultimately is what led to his death. But he was someone who traveled back and forth between this new world and England. It wasn't new to him, but his land where he had lived and Europe and England. And because of that, he was able to have these conversations and be a part of the pilgrim community. And the pilgrims would not have survived without Squanto's assistance and his help. But Squanto probably would not have survived if he'd not been adopted into the pilgrims community. And that community's basis and foundation was God and Christianity. And behaving in a Christian manner towards those who they encountered. Which is what ultimately caused them, roughly 50 of them left, to have this incredible Thanksgiving gathering with close to 150 Indians, which was a real thing. We'll talk more coming back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything
Tim
filtered Schaff, through
natural
glasses.
Practice.
Let me get the right screen up. There we go. Okay. Well, folks, talking about that, there's so much out there that can get us off track and distracted from what I believe is the real issue at hand. And the real issue at hand comes down to the foundation and the principles upon which we are going to reestablish our country. That's the bottom line. And the viewpoint, the biblical worldview that is essential to the success of our country and its founding principles, the Constitution of the United States of America and the Declaration of Independence. And without that biblical worldview, those documents and the freedoms and the liberties that are provided for don't stand. It's something that is in, and we talked about this earlier in the week, it's called the Brunson case. And something that is in there that is discussed that I think is missed in conversation. And you may have heard this. When someone talks about the Constitution of the United States, the suggestion is that the Constitution is what gives you the right. In other words, what are the rights that are delineated in the First Amendment? Okay, well, you have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to peacefully gather, and freedom to redress the government. Now, those are expressed in the First Amendment. But what we have to understand is that those rights are part of the inalienable rights that are talked about in the Declaration of Independence given by the Creator. We already have the rights. What the Bill of Rights says is it is the government that we have formed, it is that government's responsibility to protect the rights that we already have. The government does not give you those rights, nor, in reality, should they be taking those rights. A true constitutional purist view would suggest that those rights are inherent to us. And the right to defend ourselves, which the Second Amendment is predicated on or based around the right for us to defend ourselves against foreign entities, but also to defend ourselves against entities that reside right here within the country, including a potential rise of a tyrannical entity. Those are our rights. The right to an assumption of innocence, as opposed to an immediate move to guilt. And when you stop and think about that, that's the battle we're talking about with regards to January 6th and the J6 situation. And again, when you look at the Brunson case is simply saying, look, there's ample evidence that there was a problem here. Why aren't we investigating? Well, 100 members of Congress suggested that an investigation was necessary and that a hold needed to be put on the process on the 6th of January, 2021, until such time as that investigation could go on and be concluded. And that's what the case is about. And it's about the oath that was taken by each one of those individuals. Again, principle. And I'll go right back to it. We can talk about elections all day long, and we can talk about election integrity. Critically important. You've got to have clean elections, and you've got to have elections with integrity. But then all that is a bucket that you dump something into. And what do you dump into the bucket of elections? Candidates. And where do those candidates come from? Well, they're coming from political parties. But where does that process happen? It comes from primaries. Again, the necessity for a clean election. Absolutely. Got to have a clean bucket when you dump the people into it. But, folks, what we're talking about more importantly than that is who we dump into that bucket. And we better understand the character of who we're dumping into the bucket. And we need to understand that the character is tainted by the education system that has been put in place that continues to turn out more and more taint. And we've got to examine and look at everything through one set of lenses. And that set of lenses has to be a biblical worldview. That's the set of lenses by which everything needs to be measured. And we need to reestablish that set of measurements in order for us to be able to reestablish the United States of America. Because without reestablishing that, we'll fail. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree Know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me. And you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.